hell, folks. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots all across this republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening to a Friday night installment of The Flip Side. We're having to do this by phone line tonight because our computers, both at the network and in my offices and studios, have been acting up all day. We could not even rely on whether we could get through on our normal connection mode or not. We don't know if one of these is affecting the other or if there's something going on with computers throughout the country today with lines. So I'm not sure. We've got some stuff we're going to get into, but before we do, I've been requested that we take a single caller, Roger from Pennsylvania, with some comments regarding John's show. Roger, are you with us?
Yes. Thank you very much, your manifold grace. I just wanted to... it's long past time that the supposedly appreciative listeners here wage InfoWar and test drive the refreshingly liberating experience of breaking out of their let George do it straight jackets or otherwise ineffectual commiserating on local talk to break over that nationwide average of something like 1 in 8,000 listeners calling in. So at least say 1 in 10 of RBN listeners to call in and plug Republic Broadcasting Network and that magnificent free live stream and archive, which can quickly force the syndication of RBN, not on Clear Channel, but using Clear Channel and the other stations to do it.
Look, I think it's a good point, and unfortunately, we don't have lots of time before the break here, but let me just interject because I think you're bringing up a superb point. That is how one of the other broadcasters on another network got to be as big as he did, is because he got his listeners and his supporters to start leaving his website for the network that he was broadcasting on little billboards in little gas stations in little country towns and Walmarts and everywhere else around the country. That's how Alex Jones got to be known. And there's what's wrong with the listeners of RBN doing the same thing? And what you're suggesting takes it even a step further, and I think it's a tremendously great idea. That's what it takes. People are calling in. Call in and make some use out of it.
Yeah, and as well, you might run into the break here, but, you know, Ted, you hear it now, magnificent Ted Pike there. He's probably fairly well ostracized on all these thin soup, worthless Christian radio stations because he deviates at least a tiny bit from Bush's good universalism, of course.
Sure.
Just as, Robert Mori, author of Islamic Invasion, et cetera, he's in that same ostracized camp. You know, they used to have him on... once every couple of months, at least, on these Janet Parshalls and other such shows. You know, these people get hundreds of radio stations syndicated. It's so easy to penetrate these shows. I don't even bother when I call in on these shows anymore to use subterfuge. I used to think that was necessary. I still get on anyway without the subterfuge. And I just got kicked off of the spirit carried me... as you see fit.
No, that's great, Roger. Thanks for the call. We got to run to the break. Take care and keep on tuning in and do what you got to do. Folks, we'll be back from the flip side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on a Friday night. Jeff Bennett, Robbie is preparing to hit the road and head on home. And I think he's had enough of Texas, so he's getting on home. And I'll tell you, Robbie, it ain't no warmer here, so don't worry about it. 36 minutes and counting references something I got involved with yesterday, a new column I wrote for the Federal Observer. It was unusual for me to take a pen, or should I say a keyboard, on the hour of the day before I began to write. The nation was once again placed in harm's way as the 110th group of lawbreakers were sworn in. The United States Senate Vice President Cheney presided while over in the House of Misrepresentatives, history was being made when Nancy Pelosi's name was submitted in nomination to become the first woman to become Speaker of that body. 59 minutes into the election process, she was three votes back of Boehner, but the end result had been preordained, had it not? 61 minutes into the session, it was obvious that no meaningful business would be conducted that day. Pelosi was beginning to pull ahead by this time. The Black Pirate's son, Jesse Jackson's son, put forth his family oratory, casting his vote for Pelosi in the name of Jesus. The Black Caucus was running their mouths yesterday moaning, and the House had less than 99 hours to go to complete their agenda. If you recall, they promised to put forth quite an agenda in the first 100 hours. Well, no wonder they figured 100 hours will take 2 to 3 weeks. They don't work. Welcome to the work of pomp and bull. Well, you figure it out. 67 minutes into the session, the socialist from California was up by 9 votes. Do the same rules apply in that vote as do for a normal business issue? Carolyn McCarthy was dressed in red, I noted, just as Hillary was over in the Senate. You know, this woman in red syndrome is habit-forming, I guess. Although I must say in Pelosi's favor, she was wearing plum. 74 minutes into the so-called work day for the United States Congress, and those who were employed in the District of Criminals were back to work. Heaven help us all. The House was still playing their dog and pony show. They were halfway through their vote, and Pelosi was now 21 votes ahead of Boehner. What becomes interesting, and yet not surprising, is that blacks, who traditionally vote Democrat, have voted in toto for Pelosi, while women in the House have voted the same. Could this be a sign of things to come if Hillary Rod-damned Clinton decides to be truthful about her intentions to take the White House in '09? 80 minutes into the session, Pelosi sure likes to hug the brothers. Only 13 votes separated Pelosi and Boehner at that time. Partisan politics prevailed. Many of the women representatives seemed to put forth their feminazi views while casting their votes. You know, their name is called and they stand up and it's all pro-woman, pro-this, pro-that. Good slap in the face for the balance of the administration, who not only deserves a slap in the face, but probably a swift kick in the rear end. 89 minutes into the session. My goodness. I was called away by a phone call at that time, and at 1:44 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, Pelosi was declared the winner of the three-ring circus with 233 votes, 202 for Boehner. 1 hour and 48 minutes into this thing, there has still been no business conducted on behalf of the nation. When, oh, when will they get to work? You see, the pomp and circumcision of the nation continues. Somewhere at this very moment, I concluded, reruns of That 70s Show must be airing. For you see, my friends, it's deja vu all over again, and again, and again, and again. And once again, the die has been cast. But the games begin. As I mentioned at the outset of this program, it has been an interesting day. I awoke this morning. I came in the office. I had some running to do. I had to go to the doctor, get some blood work. I've been postponing for weeks, months, whatever. And it's an annual thing I've got to do. And I noticed that my Republic Broadcasting telephone, which is connected through my computer, was not functioning. It was continuing to cycle through. It would work once in a while. I got a couple of phones or calls early this morning, and then it stopped. It still has not cycled. Computers seem to be down at RBN. Interestingly enough, my computers have been giving me fits all day. It would be interesting to hear from some of you who may be listening on the Internet as to whether you were having similar problems today, because that is what I found interesting. I began to wonder, is this Internet problem a nationwide problem today? And therefore, we're doing this program tonight via telephone as opposed to our normal computer link connection. Therefore, the signal is not as clear as it normally would be. And so the drumbeat begins, my friends. In an important report, hardly given any press ink at all, issued in the Federal Reserve of St. Louis Review, July and August of last year, that's 2006, economist Lawrence J. Kotchikoff, and I've shared this with you once before, but it's imperative we share it with you again, suggested that, quote, three policies to eliminate the nation's enormous fiscal gap, which at the time stood at $65.9 trillion, and avert bankruptcy. He maintains a retail sales tax, personalized Social Security, and a globally budgeted universal health care system. Kotchikoff states unabashedly that the United States is going broke, and in order to avoid bankruptcy, radical reform is essential to secure the nation's economic future, end of quote. And then he goes on to say the plan is to replace the personal income tax, the corporate income tax, the payroll or FICA tax, and the estate and gift tax with a federal retail sales tax plus 33%. A single flat rate sales tax would pay for all federal expenditures. As relates to Social Security reforms, he says, I propose shutting down the retirement portion of the current Social Security system, except for those current retirees who would receive their full benefits. He would then establish the Personal Security System, or PSS. Say those three letters as a word, and that's exactly my opinion of it. For all current and future workers who would be required to contribute 7.15% of their wages into the new PSS accounts, which would be private property. but of course administered and invested by the Social Security Administration. You know, that would be like taking a bunch of our money and just giving it to the government and says, do with it as you please. Because they want to have a market-weighted global index fund of stocks and bonds and real estate securities. Oh, let's not have any gold or silver tied to Social Security or PSSs. Kutchikoff proposes a universal health insurance system called the Medical Security System, that's MSS, which, in his words, would provide each American with an individual specific voucher to be used to purchase health insurance for the following calendar year. Well, my friends, with the advent of this new year, but 5 days ago, Americans are going to hear and read a lot more about these reforms and much more to do with them. And I share with you, the Washington Post started the drumbeat when they stated thusly, the Government Accountability Office is working with the Concord Coalition, the Brookings Institution, the Heritage Foundation, and others to help educate the public about the facts in a professional, nonpartisan way. We hope the media and other opinion leaders do their part to save the future for our children and grandchildren. End of quote. What a bunch of BS. I mean, it sells well to the groups. We hope the media and other opinion leaders do their part to save the future for our children and grandchildren. Well, let me tell you something, folks. In my opinion, the media and other opinion leaders have done their part to destroy the future of our children and grandchildren. What makes you think they're going to change now? Now, my friends, the largest employer in the world announced on December the 15th, but 3 weeks ago, that it lost about $450 billion in fiscal year 2006. Its auditor found that its financial statements were unreliable and that its controls were inadequate for the 10th straight year. And on top of that, the entity's total liabilities and unfunded commitments rose to about $50 trillion. That's up from $20 trillion just 6 years ago. Now, if this announcement were related to a private company, the news would have been on the front page of major newspapers. Unfortunately, such was not the case, even though that entity is known as the United States of America, Inc., the government. To put the figures in perspective, $50 trillion is the equivalent of $440,000 per American household. It is more than nine times as much as the median household income. You see, your house and all those who are living in it owe a combined total to the federal government of $440,000. That's the only way we're going to break even. Now, you go figure that one out. How are they going to do that with all the illegals that are living here? You're going to get them to cough up $440K? I certainly can't do it. The only way elected officials will be able to make the tough choices necessary to put this nation on a more prudent and sustainable long-term fiscal path is if opinion leaders state the facts, speak the truth to the American people. Stay with me. We'll have a final comment on this particular issue when we come back, and I'm also going to tell you who made this statement. That's going to be quite interesting. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go.
Natalie Maine, Dixie Chicks. Good piece of music. Yeah, there's times that the producers in the studio put on some pieces of music, and I just like to sit back and listen to it. Fortunately, most of those that they do that with, I have, so I could do that after the program. But they are thought-provoking. This piece, particular piece, had to do with a young man going off to Vietnam. And I suppose in another 15, 20 years, we'll have similar songs about people who went off to Iraq and didn't come back. Prior to the break, sharing some comments with you about the horrendous indebtedness that this nation is in. Once again, to share with you the quotation I shared earlier, the Government Accountability Office is working with the Concord Coalition, the Brookings Institution, the Heritage Foundation, and others to help educate the public about the facts in a professional, nonpartisan way. We hope the media and other opinion leaders do their part to save the future for our children and grandchildren. Those statements and those of the $50 trillion indebtedness, $440,000 per American household, were made by David M. Walker, Comptroller General of the United States Government Accountability Office, Washington, D.C. It was all published in the Washington Post on December 23rd, 2006. The next segment to comment on is a difficult one. I shared with you some comments the other night about the totalization treaty with Mexico. Now, I want you to listen carefully. For those of you specifically who have access to the Internet, I want you to send me an email tonight. This is very important you get this information and have it in front of you, because I'm going to get you a copy of the totalization treaty. word for word, directly from the government. This is the one that was sued for under the Freedom of Information Act that we spoke of the other night. Social Security deal gives billions to Mexicans. Of course, the federal officials claim it's only going to cost $105 million for the first 5 years. We know what happens to government estimates. They escalate big time, baby. Only $105 million. What, do they think this is chump change? As we mentioned the other night, there are already other agreements. The United States has Social Security deals known as totalization agreements with 21 countries. The agreements, as we mentioned the other night, are designed to relieve multinational workers from having to make two Social Security payments, one in their homeland and the other in a country where they work. Workers can count their years of work in both countries to qualify for benefits. Now, we spoke about this the other evening, folks. I don't think it was last night. It may have been earlier in the week. I lose track of time, to be honest with you. But, you know, this is the discussion we had. You and I have to work 40 quarters. That's 10 years. Right? In order to qualify to get full Social Security benefits. But illegals or others who come into this country, whether legally or otherwise, can qualify for those benefits in only a year and a half. And, of course, our problem is the totalization treaty with Mexico is not putting us in an agreement with a company that has similar work ethics nor requirements for benefits, et cetera, as we do. Now, that's pretty frustrating. We're going to have to wind up forking out a lot. Much of what I shared with you the other night, and I read most of the column to you, there's more to it. I really want you to get a copy of this. I'm going to ask you to send me an email tonight, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. That's Jeff at rbnlive.com. The biggest problem is, I don't know if your request is going to get through right away because of the computer problems we're having. So let me give you a backup email address you can request this through. Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com. Jeff at federalobserver.com. Request treaty information, or call it Social Security treaty. I will respond to these as quickly as I can. I expect we'll have quite a few. What becomes important is within the body of that which I'm going to send you is a link that will take you to a photocopy in a PDF format of the entire treaty as has been written and approved in Congress, awaiting Jorge Bush's signature. It is imperative you read this. It's not that long. It's only 20 pages. And now you know 20 pages of government paperwork is like 10 pages of anybody else's. It's all double-spaced and triple-spaced and everything else. Get that email request off requesting Social Security Treaty, Jeff at federalobserver.com. I'll respond as soon as I get it. Time for a break. We'll be back after the flip side of this commercial break. Why not?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
On it, folks. I hope you're not trying to jump on that caboose about the time it leaves the station. I just came across something almost shocking. I located this on MSNBC.com's website. Now, I don't go there a lot. I go there generally for one purpose every day, but occasionally I'll pick a couple of headlines out. This was a very obscure one. It's something for each and every one of you to listen to very carefully and think very carefully about. It's entitled, In an Instant, Retirement Savings Vanish. There's a gentleman in Mequonago, Wisconsin. Now, I've talked about Mequonago over the years because it is the town that I sat in back in 1958 in a bank buying silver dollars out of a bag for a buck apiece. We're talking old peace dollars. I was 10 years old when I started that. Well, unfortunately, there's a little other problem in Mequonago right now. Dave DeSmit had $179,000 in his 401k retirement account. The next, he had nothing. In an instant, 25 years of savings had disappeared. With a few clicks, someone had raided his retirement account with J.P. Morgan & Company and ordered a full disbursement to a private checking account. And then came the really bad news. While credit card and online banking accounts are legally protected in the event of fraud, DeSmit's brokerage account came with no such insurance. 2 months after the theft, his balance still reads zero. With hacking of brokerage accounts increasing, the legal gap facing DeSmit and other victims has regulators and critics debating the need for new consumer protections. You see, the theft was the shock of a lifetime for DeSmit and his wife, who plans to retire in a few years. That was a pretty good chunk of what we were going to retire on. I don't have a clue how it happened. You see, the theft occurred on October the 23rd while DeSmit was on assignment for his company in China near Shanghai. He's been Shanghai. Just before lunch, someone else logged onto J.P. Morgan's website from a computer connected to the Internet through Comcast Cable Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. They entered DeSmit's user ID and personal access code. And while he slept on the other side of the world, his imposter found that he had a balance of $179,000.43 in his account. A few more clicks and the dismissed link checking account was changed to a Bank of America account, and an electronic transfer of all available funds was requested. A report by J.P. Morgan suggests the criminal was a bit anxious, perhaps disbelieving the good fortune of hacking such a valuable account. The imposter logged on again on the same computer 41 minutes later at 1:06 p.m. and again at 11:30 p.m. to review the pending transaction. The next day, the money was sent to Bank of America. The name on the checking account did not match the name on the 401 account, but that discrepancy did not raise a red flag high enough to halt the transfer. Smith didn't know it yet, but a quarter century worth of savings and investment gains had just disappeared. The theft was not tax efficient, however. Since DeSmit isn't yet of retirement age, he's 57, there were severe penalties for the early 401k withdrawal, and J.P. Morgan held back about $35,800 to pay the taxes. But it was still a good day's work for the hacker. The company sent the remaining balance, $143,200, to an account under his or her control. Ladies and gentlemen, that's some scary stuff. I've talked to a lot of you people who manage retirement accounts online. This has got to make you sit up and take notice. You want to go to MSNBC tonight. The column is there. Just in case you can't find it, for those of you who are going to send your request for the totalization treaty package, I'm copying that link right now, and I'm going to add it in here for you. This is important stuff to look at. This is your safety, your security, your future. You need to be aware of things like that. You need to be checking in with your bank, your retirement account, to ensure that you are not susceptible to the same kind of problems, because as it stands right now, there are no protections, ladies and gentlemen. None. You want to read this article in its entirety. Very, very, very important. Let's talk about some other things. Partially because time prevents us from sharing this entire column with you and all this information, I will share one comment with you, though. A comment that was left that says, this is scary, as a lot of retirees have accounts that they access over the Internet. In fact, a lot of people insist that you access the account over the net so that it makes less paperwork for them. If they are the instant type, ask them if they will be liable for any hacking thefts. If not, then insist yourself that they deal with the paperwork. Something for you to take a good, strong, careful look at. There's more stories. There's more examples of this kind of theft. I pray God that none of you folks are going to be susceptible to that kind of theft. It's appalling. Take a look at the markets today. We can get to them. I've got computer at least for a short time. Well, come on, let's roll backwards. There we go, I think. What do we got here? Dow Jones Industrial Average down 82, almost 82 and three-quarter points today. At one time, it was down 100 points. End of the day, it's 12,398. NASDAQ was down almost 20 points to close at 24,34. Interesting day. Gee, I wonder what this is all about. Well, I guess what? Oil dropped today a little bit. Is that partially what's happening? Well, we were told how great the economy is doing. Manufacturing is up. Therefore, everything's got to be doing good. Of course, gold and silver didn't fare all that well today, but there are some of those of you who had enough smarts to pick up the phone and make some phone calls. Gold ended the day today at $606.60 an ounce. Quite a dive. Silver ended the session at $12.17. What is that, down $1.25, $1.30 from earlier in the week? Platinum was down another $4 today to end the day at $11.12. Kind of an interesting day. That's the biggest fall in 2 months for gold. As U.S. jobs gain fuels the dollar rise. Come on, what jobs gain? More people have been employed at Walmart or Target for their seasonal work for Christmas, and therefore those bogus numbers kind of fit into the deal? Once again, those two email addresses to request the Social Security Treaty. We've already got a good number of requests. Thanks to all of you for sending these in. And you know I don't do anything with them. This information is here for you, not for me. One of two addresses. Send your request to jeff@rbnlive.com. And if you can't get it through that way, although some of you have been able to do that, you can also try jeff@federalobserver.com. Sean, thank you for your request and your comments. Always appreciate it. A good number of folks requesting it. In fact, more of them are coming in as we're talking. It's good because it tells me people are listening. You know, it is a Friday night, and we're in the midst of, you know, bowl games and all this other happy nonsense. And basketball, Friday night basketball games with the high schools and all this kind of stuff. But you know what? And the people are listening. They're understanding. I provide this information to give you the ammunition to protect yourselves. That's really what this is all about. Let me tell you a story about a phone call I had earlier in the week. A gentleman called me. His name was Scott. And he began asking me a series of questions that led me to believe that it was either a setup call or he had just a little bit more knowledge about gold and silver than I thought a call of that type probably should have. It's not that I try to make decisions who should and should not buy gold or silver, but this was a very interesting call, and we talked for a few minutes. I happened to be on the road. I had to take his number, get back with him, checked on prices on a few things for the guy that he was interested in. And as we began to talk further, he apparently had been speaking with one of our competitors up in the land of 10,000 Lakes. And they had given some quotes on a particular gold piece that was, frankly, a very good gold piece. It's an excellent choice as far as gold pieces go because of the amount of gold you get for the money and the fact that you're able to maintain the degree of privacy that our clients and our listeners prefer to maintain. And as we began to talk further, he let me know that he basically makes his living by trading stocks and securities. And he shared with me about some of the things he's been doing. And I finally said, well, let me ask you a question. Is this what you do professionally for a living, or do you do this personally and also make a living? He said, well, I spent a good number of years as a broker. And he says, I got out of it because I just didn't like it. He said, it was exactly what you shared with people on the air. It is very much a scam. It's a matter of a broker, a salesman at a stock brokerage firm, guiding you into a particular package that he wants you to have, in many cases, because he's going to get a nice little spiff. He's going to get some extra money, a nice little bonus just for guiding you in that direction, whether it wins, loses, or draws. And but he does this personally, makes a living doing it now. And that's why I found it very interesting that here's a guy that has been a broker professionally and now basically is acting as a broker privately for himself, still conducting all of his own trades. He's involved with electronic trading funds. He's got other stocks, bonds, securities, oil stocks, things of this nature. And why he was interested in buying gold, he said, because very frankly, I don't trust the direction of the economy. He said, I see the handwriting on the wall. And so we began to discuss several different coins, and chiefly what our competitor had recommended to him were the modern era $5 and $10 U.S. commemorative gold pieces. Now, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I was certainly aware of these coins 15, 16 years ago. They began to mint them in 1982. But at about the time that I came into this business professionally is when I found out that they existed. I hadn't paid really that much attention to coinage, per se, in years. I continued to buy gold and silver just for buying gold and silver, but I didn't really pay a lot of attention to coinage. And I've kicked myself in the rear end now for about a year because I did not pay attention, because I think that what this company was recommending to Scott is one of the most undervalued, greatest buys in the gold business or the gold markets that exist today. You've heard me talk about them at length over the last few months, 6 months or so. These are the modern era $5 and $10 Liberty Series commemorative gold coins. In the fives, you may get a Statue of Liberty, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Capitol Dome, the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, on and on and on. In the $10 variety, they were only issued 1 year in 1984. They're all U.S. Olympic $10 commemorative gold coins. Why is that important? The fact that they're commemoratives only has one bit of importance to you or to me as someone who wants gold. And that is this, that because they were authorized by Congress in conjunction with the U.S. Mint, in fact, to be considered a collectible, that they would be exempt from any future confiscatory policy. They don't fall into the bullion category. They were minted and meant to be a collector's piece. And as you recall the words of Roosevelt's executive order, the only coins that were exempt, or gold that was exempt from confiscation back in 1933, were coins having a recognized or special value to collectors, end quote. Well, you know us here at Republic Trading Group. We're not trying to move people into high-price, high-grade collector's pieces. So this gentleman had gotten some quotes from the folks up north, but then something unusual began to happen. They were going for the kill. They wanted to lock him in on about $10,000 worth of this stuff. And going beyond that, they wanted him to do a bank wire yesterday. Now, it's not that we turn bank wires down at Republic Trading Group. We suggest to you that there's three acceptable methods of payment. A personal check, cashier's check. Using either one of those, in most instances, from the day you place your order, you'll see your order show up in about 3 to 3.5 weeks. That's what happens when you use a personal or a cashier's check. The banks play games with it. They hold your funds up. However, a bank wire, it becomes instantaneous. The day we get your bank wire, it's off to our supplier who is shipping within 24 hours after that. But this particular company was adamant about a bank wire, and I've discovered why. Because he's not the first person to approach me within the last 2 weeks. I have come to the conclusion that their modus operandi hammers people into a trade, forces them to do a bank wire right away, because once they've done the bank wire, and those people find out just how badly they've been overcharged, they can't get out of the transaction because they'll never get their money back. They're going to get the goods whether they like it or not. And it might take 6 to 8 weeks to get the goods delivered, even with the overpriced, the high price they've paid. So that became a very interesting. Well, the gentleman did conduct a transaction with us, and he wound up getting considerably more for his money than he would have gotten from the folks up north, or south, or east, or west. It doesn't matter. We try to put forth great value to each and every one of you who have an interest in buying gold from us. Now, let me share this with you. In the years to come, I believe that those, and I've always felt this, those who are holding smaller denomination or weight coins will be in control. You will be able to control what you buy, what you spend, who you spend it with. You're not going to have to attempt to possibly trade a 1 ounce gold coin whose value could exceed $2,000 or more. So let me share with you what we've done. I made a commitment today to one of our suppliers. They made a purchase, a fairly small purchase. It's not huge. But don't let that stop you from calling, because I'm not telling you what that number is. I've got a collection of the modern era $10 Liberty commemorative gold coins. Here's the beauty. The same exact size, weight, and measurement as the old $10 Liberty and $10 Indian coins. Most of those that we could get for you today, yes, we can get certified and uncirculated. But if we were to look at just an XF quality, extra fine, circulated, pre-1933, $10 Indian or Liberty, you're talking about $355 each and up. And most of that, well, $355 from us for an old Liberty. Those coins are being sold by other companies for $384 and more. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a selection of these modern era pieces. They're either proof or brilliant uncirculated. Most of them still come shipped in the original U.S. government-issued discs, which have protected the value of that coin, protected its condition. I can get these for you tonight for $329.45. Don't let these other folks hammer you with that mandatory bank wire routine, because that very same company up north is selling that same coin tonight for $420. Why would you pay it when you can buy it from Republic Trading Group for $329.45? I'm going to tell you, folks, this is a very limited-time offer. It's restricted to the inventory on hand at these prices. Whether you order one coin, order five, order 10, or even a full roll of 20, it's substantial savings. We will save you some humongous money. But you got to give us a call, 1-800-691-7898, 1-800-691-7898. Stay with me. I'll be right back after the break for some final comments for the week.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
As many of you know, number one, I rarely do a program on a Friday night, but say Robbie and I spoke earlier in the day, and he's had a lot going on. He's been out most of the last 2 weeks between business travels, personal travels, things of that nature, and you know, he's got much to do, and decides it's time to get on home, and I said, you want me to do the show tonight? He says, oh, man, I'd love you, brother. So that's why I'm here, but look, you know, it is interesting. There are those of you who are going to see the benefit of this who maybe still have this desire to buy some gold, and I just think this is a marvelous buy for a coin that is just shy of a half ounce. It is a U.S. gold piece. It is rare that we get really tremendously good buys on U.S. gold pieces. We're talking about approximately $25 less than you would pay for an old circulated $10 Liberty. And, you know, if it were $5, $3, $7, I might consider buying the old Liberty just for having the historical. But I honestly believe these modern-era commemorators are grossly, grossly undervalued. And I think for those of you who may have been buying a lot of quarter and fifth-ounce pieces, maybe you're interested in some half-ounce pieces, this is a great buy. Historically, once again, these are the original size, weights, and measures as was authorized by Congress through the U.S. Constitution, the weights and measures of money. I think that in the years to come, we're going to find far greater value on these coins. We're not buying them as collector's pieces. We're buying them chiefly and predominantly for their gold content. The fact that we are sitting at a maximum markup or profit margin of 10%, while others are charging 40% and more for these very coins, is insane. And as I mentioned to you before the break, you're interested in buying, you know, the 10 or more coins or 20 or more coins. We've got discount breaks. We can get the price down from the $329.45 down into the $326 per coin area. That's a tremendous buy. That's $30 less almost than you would pay for the old U.S. $10 Liberties. Indians, of course, tend to run more. But and our prices are tremendously good on things like $10 Liberties. You can go up north and pay them $384. You'll pay another $30 on top of what we're getting for a $10 Liberty. Now, all of a sudden, you go to that company up there, you're paying $60 more. Oh, never mind. If you can't figure the math out by now, if we can be of help, if this is an interest, these will remain at this price until the supply is exhausted. If gold goes up $25 on Monday, doesn't matter. This is the price we're going to pay on these things. 1-800-691-7898. You want one piece, five piece, 10, 20 pieces, whatever your budget can afford. This is a great way to shore up your gold holdings, and it's American gold pieces. Recognizable that way. It says right on there, United States of America, Liberty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a tremendously great way to go. I like them. I like their appearance. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're shiny. They're uncirculated. Some of them are even proof. Anyway, time for me to book for the weekend. Lord willing, I'll see you next week on Tuesday. Robbie, pray to God, will be back in this chair on Monday, and I can take a little bit of elongated break until the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.